Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's another week of the Passion 07 podcast. And Louis, it's been a long time since we've been back on the podcast. It's good to have you back in our office.
I missed the podcast, and I don't know if anyone else has. We say this and people think we're kidding. We've gotten, I think, one comment on the blog from someone saying, hey, when's the podcast going to be back?
So doesn't make us feel great.
Yeah, our records, our online records tell us that there's a pretty large audience out there.
In fact,
I was surprised at the size of the podcast audience.
Yeah.
But yet we haven't done a podcast for about 2 weeks now, and
it's tailing.
So we should probably edit that, but I think we'll just leave it in the way
I think
it was,
we will.
Just right there.
We'll just leave it.
We'll just let that roll.
Full disclosure.
Anyway, we are excited about being back. I am, and we're sitting in the Passion House, which is new for me.
It's been 20 days
since I was in the Passion House, or in my own house, or in Atlanta, Georgia, for that matter. So I'm pretty excited. It's blue sky outside. It's 69 degrees.
Nice.
It's like early spring here, and I'm telling you, you guys that live in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, in Illinois, in Michigan, in Ohio, in Indiana, in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, and New York, man alive, you need to pack it up and move on down to Georgia.
Because
we're having
beautiful today.
Beautiful pre-spring for, I think, the better part of 3 weeks, Eddie. Every day we would roll into a town, open up the little shades on the bus, and look out, and there was at least a foot of snow, you know, on the ground, on the curbs, on the sidewalks, up in the corner of the parking lots. And I loved it because I've never been around that much snow
for such a
prolonged period of time in my life. But when we hit Nashville this week and then Chattanooga yesterday and then home for a day off in Atlanta today, it's like, wow.
It's nice.
This is incredible, and I'm happy to be back. It's nice to be here for a little while and to get this podcast. And I've been excited about this podcast.
It's hard to do when you're living on a bus. And I mean, it's not like you're not busy on the road. There's many, many things to be done. So it's good to have you back and good to be rolling again. How's it been? How's the tour been? Give us an update. What's going on out there?
You know, the tour's been incredible, and I don't know if anybody listening's had a chance to come. I'm sure a few folks have, but we started out, and I think if I were just honest, the last tour for us was so special. The Indescribable tour was just a special time of life, and I think Matt, Chris, and I all felt like this is never going to happen again. It's a one-time deal, and it just seemed like every night what God was doing was really incredible. And the follow-up of that, you know, the ripples from the DVD of Indescribable has been nothing short of supernatural for us. And we, you know, there's an email that I just got this morning from friends of ours that work among the poor in Cape Town, and they work in the townships outside of Cape Town, friends that you and I met when we were there. And they just said, hey, by the way, we're group leaders for four small groups. And they talked about these two different township areas. And we had all of our groups together last night and showed the Indescribable message on DVD.
Oh, wow.
And at the new church that they're building, that we saw in the new area, they showed the DVD there. And so, you know, Indescribable, the tour was amazing, and the ripples have been really phenomenal. And when we left out on this new How Great Is Our God tour, there was a sense in all of us of, yeah, God is incredible. He's calling us forth. We have a clear sense of what he wants us to carry to people. But, you know, there was a little bit of, I'm not really sure, just wondering, is it going to be the kind of experience that we had before? And I don't know. For me, it's been at least as special and maybe more special.
That's cool.
Just seeing what God's been doing. And we've been humbled. We've said this on the podcast before, but we're carrying a message for people whose lives are falling apart.
Right.
And lo and behold, there are more people than you think
who
are at the end of it and in very difficult places. And I just am glad, and we celebrate every night, that Christianity is not for perfect people. It's not for people who have their lives all together. It's not for people who have everything going the way they thought it was going to go. Christianity is the opposite, really.
Yeah.
And when you read the whole New Testament and just watch the life of Jesus and watch him just gravitate towards people, it's amazing. He gravitates away from the people who have this outward persona that everything's cool and I've got it all in order. And he gravitated to the people who it was very clear that their lives were an absolute wreck.
Yeah.
And those are the people that God draws near to. And when they cry out to him and look up to him, he comes with such thundering, you know, power into their lives to heal, to restore, to rescue, to redeem, to hold on to encourage, to bring to life. And so that's really what we're seeing every night. And the songs are incredible, obviously. Chris and Matt and the band just blow the place away. The production is really cool. It's not a show. And I think it really adds to what we're trying to do in worship. The talk's good and it all fits together well, but it's God really breathing on it and us seeing in the middle of that night every night when we say, if God's really got, if you're at that place,
right,
and you just want to hope in God again tonight, you just want to wait on the Lord tonight, we want to pray for you. And I just ask people just to lift their hand up as a symbol to God, not to us.
Yeah.
And I can't see every night. I can't see what happens right there because there are these lights right in my eyes. But Chris stands to the right of me. He's been leading, with me, and he has no light on him, so he sees everything. And every night he comes off, he goes, "You're not going to believe." He said it looked like more half or more of the people. And I don't say if you've got a need or if something's going wrong in your life, we want to pray for you. We all have that. I say if you're at the hardest place in life, then just lift your hand up in hope to God. And so there are a lot of us carrying a lot of stuff. Yeah. And I just think God delights in that. And we sing the song, we say the scripture, but God loves to defend the weak.
Yeah.
And he loves to comfort those in need. So it's been awesome. We've had fun. I'm sick of being around, Chris and Matt, but other than that, it's been really fun. I'm really not. I say that only kiddingly. Matt's been with us with his wife and three kids for the last few days, and that's just been a hoot. They're a riot. And so it's been really cool, and we've had highlights, but every city, has been a highlight for us, and it's been a great privilege. Chattanooga last night was fantastic.
That's cool.
Heading to Birmingham tomorrow night, then here in the hometown, Atlanta, GA, excited about
Very
that.
Very nice,
packed Civic Center out Friday night, and then Orlando, Florida, and then we got a week off to sort of catch our breath and, recoup, and then we've got that last little run. So Columbus, Ohio, we're sorry, by the way. Snow and ice really knocked us out, but it has been rescheduled. If you didn't know that, it's a Sunday. It's the Sunday after the tour was supposed to end on Friday in St. Louis, so people can go to ChrisTomlin.com, find that date. Sadly, it's spring break for the Columbus, Ohio State University. Yeah. I was going to say the Columbus State University for the Ohio State University. But folks from the area, please come. And another thing, just to say by way of just shameless promotion while we're doing that, people in Columbus didn't know Matt was with us, which is kind of weird. The promoter had not told people Matt was coming, and the radio station was telling people Matt Redmond is not on this tour.
That's interesting.
And for whatever reason, Matt is a hometown hero in Columbus, Ohio, because of the vineyard there and some of the other churches he's been a part of. And he's really, really loved and respected in that town. So if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, Matt is going to be with us.
That's cool.
And the date's been rescheduled. We got Matt's flights home to England changed, and he was enough to stay in America for a couple of days. So
that's cool.
Tour's been great. If you've been praying for us, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And I mean that from the very, very deepest part of me. It's been an incredibly challenging journey for us. We just got through doing five nights in a row, and that is that's a pretty exceptional amount of energy that you have to trust God for every single day. But we can feel and we know that hundreds, if not thousands, of people have taken ownership of this tour. We're not out there doing Christian entertainment. This is not just a fun night out for the family. We really feel like we're carrying the kingdom of God to people.
Yeah.
And if you've taken any sense of, if you bought into that in any way and you said, I'm going to pray for these guys and pray for this journey, I just want to say thank you and please keep it up. And you're sharing in some amazing stuff with us every single night.
That's cool. And it's not the only thing that's going on around here. I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on, as always. We say that every week almost, but just walking in today, it's sometimes you walk in and it's loud because it's busy, but today it's quiet because it's busy because everybody's just buried and just working so hard towards these regionals that are coming up.
Yeah, and I just, while we're on for the podcast and the Passion 07 podcast, I don't think it's probably going to go on much longer. I think we might do one more episode next week and then wrap the Passion 07 podcast up, because Passion 07, after all, was a couple of months ago now.
It is over, yes.
But we're busy. The Passion team, out of our whole Passion Six Steps team, came up to Chattanooga yesterday. We had a chance to spend the afternoon just really talking through a lot of the stuff that we're working on right now. But the biggest deal, I think, that people are asking us about are the seven regionals that we're going to do in America this coming winter. And just to let you know that we're close on the dates. We've got about six of them nailed down, and we're waiting on that seventh one to come into place. And so I would say maybe mid-March, 2 weeks from now, something like that, we'll have dates on the website. But we'll be in seven cities in America, East Coast, Northeast, West Coast,
that's cool,
Central, Southwest, And it's going to be a Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night. So it's kind of like a mini passion conference. It's not
right.
community groups, breakout groups, and the whole four-day experience. But it's not a tour either. It's not a one-night shot deal. And so there'll be four main sessions, a lot of chance for people to sort of chew on what the passion movement's all about.
Yeah.
Get behind the world tour that's coming next year. And so these seven regionals, hopefully tickets are going to go on sale mid-March. It's our hope, maybe April 1st at the latest. So about yeah. another 30 days, we should be ready for that. But most of the venues are like 4,000 to 7,000 people, which is cool
wow.
just to think about that. The venue in L.A. is, I think, 7,000. I think I just said L.A., and I'm not supposed to say any of the cities. So I didn't L.A. could mean a lot of things. It could be
it
a
could.
Lot of places. Who knows exactly what I meant by that?
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a pretty crazy deal once that happens. And just watch for details coming up. And it's for college students, high school. Seniors, 18 to 25 year olds, like normal. And so more details coming soon. World Tour is going. We're working on it. We're working on it every single day here. There'll be more information coming. It's going to be a couple of months
yeah.
still before we're ready to unload some of that, but we're working hard on it. And then we've got Thirsty coming up in just a couple of months, May the 2nd. And
yeah.
If anybody's out there and for whatever reason you don't know about it, if you're in college ministry, which means if you lead a college Sunday school class, a college Bible study at your house, if you're
right.
a campus crusade director or a BCM staff worker, or you're a college pastor at a local church, Thirsty's for you. It's one of the few conferences out there that's designed uniquely for college pastors and college leaders.
Yeah.
It's a much smaller passion environment. And Francis Chan's going to be with us, Mr. Pez. Andy Stanley, my pastor, is going to be talking about leadership. Jeff Henderson, the pastor of one of the other North Point churches, is going to be doing some stuff. Tim Elmore,
that's
myself,
cool.
David Crowder, Matt, Chris, Charlie.
Yeah.
Some other great voices are going to be in the mix. So it's really an amazing opportunity to hear from people, but the setting's a whole lot smaller. I think the cap on it is, you know, somewhere just over 1,000 people. So it's a much more intimate passion setting.
Yeah, it's cool.
And streamlined for leaders. You can bring student leaders with you, but not a boatload or a busload or a truckload,
right.
you know, just a few, a handful. So if people don't know about that, the information's on the website, 268generation.com. Registration's going on, and if I've got my numbers right, I think the price goes up Friday.
It does.
And so I think it's a 20-buck difference.
If
somebody hears this on Friday, which maybe is when it's going to post, then you've got 24 hours to go figure it out.
Better hurry.
And save yourself $20. So, you know, all that sounds like, and somebody's probably going to email me and say, man, it's the tour, it's the regionals, it's this, that, and the other. Just give us a podcast, man. We don't need to hear all the promotion. But for us, it's not promotion. It's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we don't have massive marketing and worldwide promotion. Passion really is a grassroots thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just need you guys to know what we're working on, what we're praying about, what our team's dug into right now, and to help us spread the word. And that's what it's all about.
That's cool. Today's podcast that we're doing, we talked about a couple weeks ago when we did our last podcast that we wanted people to call in, let us know what their experience was like at Passion 07 and since they've gone home. And so this podcast is kind of dedicated to everybody out there who's listening, and it's been great listening to the responses that we've gotten. Some of them are so cool, the stories that people are telling.
Yeah, and today is your podcast, so
yeah.
we're going to hear your voice and hear your story, and you know, the coolest part about it is going to be just people being able to know that people are praying for them, particularly.
Right.
I got an email back from Ashley. Everybody remembers Ashley, the story
yeah.
we read from Florida. And one, she sent me an email to say that had just a copy of her mom. She told the story to her mom, and her mom said, I'd like to see the email you wrote this man at Passion. And, you know, maybe that sounded a little strange at the home. And the email that he wrote you back. And I think her mom was just like, you're kidding me. These people actually cared enough to, like, write you back and celebrate your story. And so
yeah.
Ashley went and heard the podcast. And I got another email back from her a few days ago. And she said, I just listened to the podcast
right.
where you read my email on the Passion podcast. And I couldn't believe that my little story of what God did in my
yeah.
life was being heard by all these people. And that's what today's
that's
about.
Cool.
It's about you getting a chance to hear stories of other people that were at Passion. I know there are thousands of you that were way too intimidated by the thought of calling this little recording
right.
and trying to shrink your message down. And oh my goodness, I'm not sure if my story is good enough to tell on the Passion podcast. But the stories, it's not the stories wow factor.
Right.
It's the fact that the stories are real. and it's tangible. It's what God's doing in people's lives, and some of the calls came from around the world.
They did, which is really cool. And, you know, you got to keep in mind, too, that these are telephone calls, so some of them you may have to lean in a little bit to hear exactly every word they're saying.
Yeah, some of you need to trash your cell phones. That's what I'm thinking.
We can tell you which ones.
Yeah, but if it's a little bit strange and crackly and, you know, fuzzy, it's because we really want you to hear the message, and we know that it's a little hard to hear, but just, you know, dial in really close, put the headphones on, and crank the iPod up.
So here we go. Here's some stories that you guys have told us about Passion of Seven. We'll be back in just a little bit to kind of talk about them and celebrate together.
My name is Eugene. I go I attend a community Christian church, and I'm involved in the youth group there, but I also attend Oakland Community College. And God has been really revolutionizing the way I view him, not just as a father and savior, but also as friend and king. And Passion has completely revolutionized the way, obviously, I worship, but also the way just how to view the world in light of living our lives for his glory. And Passion has been very, very influential in that for me, and the way they changed my life, my theology, my ideologies, in fact. And so it's been basically a God-centered thing with that. So that's my story.
Hi, this is Julie, and I go to Grand Valley State University. And God truly spoke to me at Passion 07, and it was just amazing to be with so many college students who have the same passion I have for Jesus Christ and for lifting his name up in all the world. And it just secured that he is the number one in my life, and that he and I have been learning to trust him more and more as I came back. And it was just a life-changing experience, and I will never forget.
Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm a college pastor. One of the campuses I serve on is the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And when I came back from Passion, I challenged some of our students into being a part of changing things in the world and meeting some of the needs, and specifically the one verse thing with the low-lay people. And I had a neat thing happen with one of our small groups of guys. They decided that they would each save $1 a day and bring $7 every week to the meeting that we have, and then they would pool that money every week and then give it to a need, whether it was the wells in Africa with flood water or whether it was one verse. And there's 11 guys in that group, so that was $77 a week that's going towards helping God tell the story. And it was just their way of saying, okay, I can give something to this. And it was just encouraging to me to see so many students and so many of our students saying, okay, we can do that. We can meet needs with backpack and hunger locally, and we can translate verses and that kind of thing. And it's just been a neat thing. So thanks for what you guys do, and thanks for envisioning this.
My name is Janelle, and I recently graduated from Indiana University, Purdue University in Fort Wayne, Indiana. God awakened what was inside of me at Passion. I heard a call, a megaphone during Francis Chan's prayer, that God wants me to go. The country that stood out to me was Africa, and our amazing God is already moving. My friend, who also went to Passion, is organizing a month-long trip to Nairobi, and although Satan's telling me I can't afford this, I know God's hand is in all of it. I've never had a door open like this before, and I intend to walk through it with an open heart. It's easy to hear God's voice when there are 22,000 other people worshiping him, and when you get back to the things of this world, Satan will creep in and confuse you, and I just encourage everyone to stay focused on that call. It's up to us to go, just as Paul did when he came off that mountain with Jesus. I can't wait to see all my brothers and sisters in Christ at the after party. Keep shining and inviting others to the party. Thank you so much, and may God bless the Passion movement. You're all in my prayers.
Yeah, that's encouraging. That's what the podcast should be all about. And thank you guys for calling in, by the way. Just listening to the voices, you can tell everybody's like, I'm going to go for it.
I know, it's really cool.
But really cool, the last one, Janelle, I saw her, I got a chance to meet her really briefly at Fort Wayne on the tour stop.
Yeah.
And, cool. You know, you see, you kind of look out there every night, and there's the Shine shirt right there. And I'm like, all right, Passion 07, that's really cool. And just said hi real fast at the end, and she told me that story really, really briefly. And, you know, it just reminded me today, even when at the end of that last session at Passion, and we just talked about some of you guys have really felt a real sense of clarity in your heart that God is saying, you know, you're heading out of here.
Right.
And we had people just stand all over the building, and Francis came up and prayed over people. And, you know, I just want to say real, you know, just after hearing Janelle's story, just that we're praying for you guys,
yeah.
even today. It's a couple of months down the road from what you sensed and felt that day, but I'm just praying, we're praying together right now that God will just continue to stir in your heart the things that were in your heart in that day, and that you won't listen to any voice of the enemy that tells you that you can't do that you're not yep. qualified to do it, that you've got too much stuff in your past to do it, that there are too many hurdles, too many obstacles to figure out how to do it. But you'll just keep saying to God, I'm here, I'm available,
right.
here I am, send me. And I'm saying yes to you today. You clarify. You show me the way. You make the provision. You change circumstances or open doors or whatever has to happen. And so,
yeah.
Man, just praying for all the Janelles out there that are saying I'm headed out of here, whether it's to Africa or somewhere else. And what about the guy from Nebraska, man? That was just so totally cool.
That's amazing. Just to think of the impact that's going to continue to have, because it's not just a one-time thing. You know, it's every single day. It's just being reminded over and over again about the need that's out there and God providing through the accumulation of that. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, so way to go, Matt, and way to take passion back to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's what you call ripples right there,
yeah.
and that's what we're looking for. And I think that's the whole Do Something Now thing in
yeah.
a nutshell. It doesn't take a lot if everybody is leaning the same direction. And
exactly.
those guys are doing $77 a week,
yeah.
which is a lot to a
it's
college
a lot.
Student,
yeah.
but $7 a week, not so much to a college student.
Right.
So 11 guys going together. I grabbed my calculator real fast, Eddie, and that's $4,004 at the end of a year.
That's incredible.
That these guys, just this, these guys alone, these
right.
11 guys are able to start, you know, funneling into the worldwide adventure of God. And, you know, if they were doing one verse, for example, I think it's $20 a verse for the one verse translation.
Yeah.
So that's like 200 verses
that's
at the
so
end of
cool.
the year that are knocked out of this great mission we have to bring, you know, the good news and the story of Jesus to people all over the world. And these guys are doing 200 verses a year without even noticing it, really, because it's a buck a day that's kind of being put aside. And
yeah.
I was just thinking about what would happen if those guys did that every day for the rest of their lives. If those 11
yeah.
guys made a pact together, as long as we live, at the end of every week, you know, and obviously they're going to, you know, have more income as time goes by,
right,
and they
sure.
could up that significantly. But if they only did that,
yeah.
you know, and maybe if the Lord allowed them to have a long life, if for the next 40 or 50 years or 60 years,
yeah.
those guys every year kicking in $4,004 a year over the course of 40 years, I mean, just that one simple little teeny tiny thing would change the world for a lot of people.
Really,
and that's what Do Something Now is all about. Great comments, all you guys that called
yeah.
in, by the way.
And that's just, I mean, that's a taste of them. We've got a ton
yeah.
more. So we'll listen to a couple more and come right back.
All right.
Hi, this is Annalene, and I'm calling all the way from Holland. I came to Passion because my youth group in America collected money for me so I could come back to America because I was an exchange student last year. And, well, I got saved, and it was just, you know, great. Well, I came to Passion. I didn't know what to expect, but it was just awesome. And I mean, I'm the only Christian in my hometown, and I'm having a really hard time because my parents are not believers and they're not Christians. But after I came back from Passion, you know, God just showed me how big He is, and you know that He wants so many great things for Holland too. And so many great things happened in Holland. Like, I started my own little church in my hometown, and this girl from my class got saved. And well, God is just ruling big time in Holland, and there's a big revolution going over here. So I just want to thank you and say, well, hope to see you soon. Bye.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm calling from Okinawa, Japan. I work with military ministry out here, American military. Though we couldn't be there at Passion 07, we were tracking online on the website and otherwise. And just want to let you know, your vision helped spur our vision, and we've now raised over 200 verses for the One Verse Project, so for the Jemana people. So thank you. God bless.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm calling in from the Netherlands. I'm a journalism student at Ada Christian University in Holland. I wasn't at Passion, but Passion did impact my life in a way. I want to shine for Jesus, and I've told all my non-Christian friends about Him and how He has changed my life without even being scared of what they might think of me. And I know God is always there for me and helping me and giving me the right words to say stuff to them. And, because God is alive and he really wants to live in us.
Annalene, that's an incredible story. All the story is amazing. And we just want you to know, especially, I think it's pretty powerful, Eddie. If I heard her right, she said, I'm the only Christian in my hometown.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, that's just staggering when you think about that. And I know that God is doing incredible things in Holland. Just, by the way, geography 101, it's a little tricky there. But the Netherlands and Holland, same place.
One and the same.
Yeah, one country. And we got two callers from Holland, which is really cool. And there is a ton of stuff happening there. In fact, I know Tomlin's playing in Holland later this year, maybe.
Wow.
There's a festival there that's really, really cool and got some momentum. But just to hear her say, I'm the only Christian in my town.
It's pretty
and
awesome.
So I just think as people are listening to the podcast, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to this podcast, just say a prayer for Annalene. Just try to imagine what it's like to be the only follower of Jesus in your town. And just say a prayer for that country as well. I mean, that's just an amazing opportunity for God to start a revolution among the college-age young people of that nation. And I believe that he's going to do that. It seems like the time is ripe for that.
Right. That's awesome. And, I mean, other people calling in from Japan, too, which is really cool that they're in Japan, which in my mind makes me think, you know, they're missionaries to Japan, but they're raising money for the One Verse campaign to go in other places.
Yeah.
So they're not just dedicating their efforts to that one location. They're
spreading. And I love, you know, it's part of the military community, and we love these guys. You know, there are a lot of people in our age group, you know, that are serving around the world and aren't able to be a part of some of these passion gatherings, although these guys in the past, I think, have. But really cool to know that Do Something Now impacted the lives of people that weren't actually in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And now they've caught a vision for what they can do in the world. And so just really incredible. And Jacqueline, the last call there, she said, I want to shine for Jesus. And
So
we're going to hear some more comments from Passion 07. But before we do that, here is a little bit of Oh, the Glory of It All from David Crowder and the Passion 07 iTunes bundle.
Yes, I'm a youth minister in Texas and was a volunteer at Passion and the Do Something Now Live Zone here in Texas as we're preparing for our Disciple Now, the end of this month. We're using Louis' book, Wired for a Life of Worship, and asking every participant to bring a pair of socks and also some toilet articles to be given to homeless. And also 1 hour during the weekend, each one of the groups is going to go out and do something good and share with others in the name of Jesus. And so this lives on. God is at work. I could share a whole lot more about things God did and students who were there from my ministry, but I'm out of time. Thanks. Bye.
My name is Brittany, and I'm a junior at VCU. I brought my friend Carson to Passion 07. She went saying it can never change her life, so my group prayed that God would just rock her world, and he did. She came home asking questions and seeking life. No decision yet, but we're going to the How Great Is Our God tour in Fairfax, and it is my prayer that God will continue to reveal what he started at Passion and give her hope that even though life is rough, he knows and loves her, and he will see her through. Passion 07 is what God used to begin opening up her eyes. Kristen's invitation to the after party is just waiting to be RSVP'd.
Hi, Eddie. This is Dawn, and I'm from Seattle, and I really don't want to give too much information like the ministry and stuff because of what happened to me when I was there. But I'm from Seattle. I flew down there, and what had happened to me is, in real quick, always been a lover of God. I've always followed God. Prior to coming to Atlanta in October, I had a massive back injury and was going through back injections on my back. This is real short and sweet, but basically the doctors were giving me massive amounts of Vicodin to kill the pain because I was what I was going through, and lo and behold, by mid-December, I had come to the realization that my body had become into a massive massive addiction to this Vicodin that I didn't even ask for, and I didn't even know that this was kind of what you get when you take this kind of stuff, because I was taking so much of what they were giving me and telling me to take. So I tried to quit on my own come mid-December, and I could absolutely not do it. I struggled so incredibly bad. It was just messed up beyond belief. And I was so broken that I was almost questioning whether I should go to Atlanta and just stay with my pastor and hear and see what I can do. But because I bought all my airline ticket stuff, I flew out there, and walking in there was like walking into the Spirit of God. And I knew I was under His grace, because I asked Him for grace because of knowing what was going on in my body, and still taking the Vicodin and the painkillers because I was there. Coming in there, it was Beth Moore's message about pride and humility and bowing before God. And when that whole message came across, when she spoke these words, when you bow before God and you get face down and you humble yourself, God will fight for you. When He swings His arm, He will fight for you. But if you're still standing in your pride, you're going to get knocked down. So on the way home to my hotel, I basically just threw him out the window. And can I tell you honestly, I swear that God had totally lifted that. There was no mental issue. There was no addictive issue that I'm fiending for this at all. I mean, God totally broke that and lifted that, you know, from the event. And I just totally went through that rest of that event, just totally broken, crushed, but God just totally lifted that. My body had to pay a price. There's no doubt. My organs did. They had to go through the kind of like the withdrawal system. But, I mean, in my head and in my body, I was just totally free from that. God totally lifted something that I didn't know how I was going to get through. And He totally did that in a way that I couldn't have done. I mean, I was going nuts with that stuff. So God totally did that. And it's just been so incredible with that message, because every morning now I've been on my face at 4 a.m. before God, and just a great freedom in life because of that.
Man, it's awesome just to hear him say in his statement that he felt like walking into passion. He was walking into the Spirit of God, and just the changes that are happening in his life as a result of that. It's pretty amazing, just the broad spectrum of stuff that's been changing in people's lives.
Yeah, just the atmosphere, you know, is powerful. And we had, everyone I think knows this, but intercessors that were praying around the clock.
Yeah.
Before Passion started, every day, all night. And they came there from all over the nation and around the world, actually, just to do that, to pray mm-hmm. for students. And to really just, you know, invite God to change the atmosphere so that when someone walked in the door, they felt like they ran head on
right.
into the Spirit of the living God. And that, you know, that it does things, changes us, His presence in ways that maybe we're not even expecting, that we're not even prepared for. And in some cases, I believe, in ways that we don't even know.
Yeah.
I think God does things in our lives and frees us from things and heals us from things that we're not even sure, you know, that we even need it, but God knows what we need, and He's always at work, and just incredible. These are so encouraging to me, Eddie,
yeah,
just listen
really
to these
cool.
today. Let's listen to a couple more.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm from Parkway Baptist Church in Tallahassee, Florida. We were inspired after attending Passion to help the Freedom Center in Iraq. We were, it was awesome to see Louie hold up that brick that said freedom on it, and we wanted to help give donations to this. So we decided to take that brick and when it said freedom on it, and we made a t-shirt out of it. It's a black t-shirt with white, and it says freedom on it, and just like it is printed on the brick. And we're asking for donations, and in return we're giving t-shirts to people so that they can support the organization so that Christ can be preached in Iraq. I mean, it's such an awesome opportunity. And so far we've sold 32 shirts. We've been able to donate $480. And if you would like to help participate, our website is parkwaystudents.org. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from North Carolina. I go to Appalachian State University. And I came to Passion, and God just did so much in my heart. It was just a time of just exponential growth. I came off of a year where He had been breaking down strongholds, and I had gone through a huge trial just a month before I came, and I was able to just experience these speakers who just built upon each other and taught me thing after thing that were just so applicable to my life, and to come home and to share that with believers and non-believers alike and just have this new boldness to encourage and to love on people I know and that I don't even know, and to see God do things in me that I never dreamed I would do. It's been so awesome. And I'm also applying, or have applied, to go with a group that was at Passion to East Asia this summer. So I'm just really excited to see what I'm going to do. I'm just so in love with him and so excited about all the stuff that you guys are doing.
Hey, this is Jay. I'm with Mount Vernon Baptist Church, and during my time at Passion, God really worked in my heart and to really focus upon church planting and what's going on across this nation. And I've since gone to visit Arizona, and looking in an area that is really dark, not much opportunity for gospel to be spread around there currently. So they need people there to tell people about Christ, and it looks as if that may happen. So just pray for us. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Amanda from American University in Washington, D.C. I finally surrendered my life to Christ a year and a half ago. I wondered how I would live so long without Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was a new person, but I still had occasional doubts. At Passion 07, God used Chris Tomlin's song, Uncreated God, to bring all my fears crashing down. As over 20,000 voices sang, Our lives laid down, yours magnified, I broke down sobbing, overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit in me. The overwhelming sense of joy and wonder were too powerful to be anything but the presence of God. Passion changed my life, and I can't remain quiet about the ways in which God was at work there. I kept my wristband on until it broke. I loved when people would ask me about it, and I could share my story and the story of Passion with them. But one of the many things Passion taught me is that it's not just the people around me that need to hear the good news. The people of the forsaken corners of the earth need to know that they are loved by the Creator of the universe. God has the power to do this, and He does. He also asks us to go, and I can't not respond.
We're back, and I could listen to these all day long, Eddie.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And it's just, man, thank you, God, for what you did in our hearts and lives, and thank you for, you know, just the privilege of being in Atlanta for those few days and for giving us a glimpse, just a tiny glimpse. There were lots of other calls, by the way, and
yeah,
some of you guys have been listening to the podcast, and is mine going to make it in there? And there were really great calls that didn't make it in today, just
yeah,
for time's sake. We had to just grab some, and but thank you to everybody who called and told us your story, and mm-hmm, golly, it's just, I don't know anything else but just to stand here and, you know, with humility and awe and just say, thank you, God, for giving us a chance to be in this story,
yeah,
you know, in your story, and to be a part of this Passion movement and the way that it's touching people's lives all across this nation. We had first caller, I think, was from California,
yep,
had folks from right here in Atlanta, from Georgia State University and around the world, and it's incredible. And I love Amanda talking at the end about Uncreated One,
right,
songs of Chris's that just kind of blew up at Passion. And we're just going to play just a little taste of that just to kind of take us back to that moment. And then we'll be back with just some closing thoughts for this edition of the Passion 07 podcast. So give a listen to Uncreated One, and we'll be right back.
And worthy, uncreated one, from heaven to earth.
Well, cool. It's been another great edition of the Passion 07 podcast. And sadly, we've only got one more left until we're finally officially done. And I know we said we were done earlier, but this is going to be the actual end of the Passion 07 podcast.
Come on, Eddie. This isn't going to really be the ending. It's going to be another, we said we were done, but now the third revival of the Passion 07 podcast.
Well, you can only go so long with the Passion 07 podcast. So.
Well, you can go all of 07 at least.
That's
know?
True.
I mean, we started in 06 and we've got a whole year to go, but we are kicking around the idea of doing something more permanent in the area of podcasting.
Yeah.
We got a pretty big audience out there that seems to be connecting to what's going on. But for the Passion 07 podcast, mm-hmm, we're going to have to wrap it up. And we're hoping to have next week, Eddie, and working on it, but we'd like to have David Crowder on for our final podcast because we missed him. We missed him on the road to Passion 07, and we'd love to catch up with him. And David's about to go in the studio to start working on a new project. Most people know that already, which is going to be, man, it's like, I cannot wait to see what God does in that. But hopefully he'll be on with us next week, and that will be our final edition. Also, just want to remind people on Tuesday, our final Passion iTunes bundle from Passion 07 is going to be out. An incredible talk by John Piper talking about the morning after gospel, and then Charlie's song, Marvelous Light, that came right after that. An incredible live version of that song, and man, you can just feel what was going on in our hearts in that moment when we were just rising up into that hope of, you know, I may have fallen down, but I'm going to rise up again by the grace of God and keep following after him. And also, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Yeah.
Song that Chris wrote for the movie. By the way, the movie came out this past weekend. Did you see it already?
I saw it. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, we saw it in Nashville on our day off the other day. Incredible story of William Wilberforce. And if you haven't seen it, you should see the movie. And
yeah, you really should.
Yeah, it's an incredible story about what happened in the past. Just want to remind people that the issue of human slavery is still very much alive in the world, and it's something that we want to be a voice for these people, that there would be an end to the trafficking of human beings and the sale of human beings, and that there would be dignity and freedom come to all the people on this planet. But seeing that percolate and start in the heart of Wilberforce, and sadly took us 40 years in America to catch on, but we still want to be a part of seeing that happen all around the world. So Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, written for the movie, for the trailer for the movie, is the other song that's on the bundle. So Amazing Grace, Marvelous Light, Piper's Talk, coming out Tuesday, whatever next Tuesday is. I don't know the exact date of that, but
I don't remember.
You can figure it out. It's first Tuesday in March.
Yeah.
It'll be next Tuesday, so look for that on iTunes. And yeah, so it's going to be an awesome time. We'll be back hopefully next week. And I just wanted to leave this with people, Eddie. It was just in my heart this morning as I was thinking about the podcast. And this is Psalm 63. And it says this. It says, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied with the richest of foods, and with singing lips, my mouth will praise you." And I just want us to keep leaning that way, Eddie. You know, we keep saying we got to shine, but there is no shining unless there's tasting, unless we're sinking our hearts into the goodness of God. And it's when we're discovering moment by moment that he really is better than everything on this earth and all the twinkling, glittering stars of this earth. And he really satisfies the deepest part of us. That's when the shining is going to happen. And so hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be back with one more edition of the Passion 07 podcast. But until then, we've got an opportunity to just run hard after Jesus. And the overflow of that is going to be a lot of shining in our lives.
Yeah. So check back in with us. We'll have one more episode of the Passion 07 podcast. Like you said, possibly David Crowder. We're really hoping that he can be there. But we'll be back one last time to say thanks and a goodbye, a farewell from the Passion 07 podcast. Tune in. We'll see you next week.